And now for a look ahead at international news. Our correspondent this morning is the BBC's David Maguire. And David, let's look first at Colombia. It's the first anniversary of the historic ceasefire that ended a 52-year-old war between the Colombian state and FARC rebels. Where do things stand now?
Well, it's all being determined this week, Lauren. The FARC is having a Congress where they're part of this transition from a rebel group into a political party is happening this week. And they're going to declare themselves a political party on September 1st. This is all part of the Bullets for Ballots initiative that was part of the peace deal that was wrapped up at the end of last year. Now that they've given up their weapons, they are set to become a political party, and they're guaranteed seats in the Colombian legislative body. In the lower house, I think they get 5 seats guaranteed for the FARC. Politically, it's also up for debate because the FARC began as a Marxist group that was defending landless peasants. But that was, you know, 52, 53 years ago. And in the interim, it became a full-blown civil war with, you know, drug running and drug cultivation, executions, kidnapping, all sorts of nefarious activities that the group was involved in. And so now they're trying to figure out, you know, where they stand, whether they should appeal to the population at large, or if they should focus on people who are already part of the FARC ideology.
And on Wednesday, the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca begins. This is always a religious experience, but it's also wrapped up in politics. So what should we be watching for?
Well, it's about Saudi Arabia and Iran, essentially. This year, the proxy wars that they're fighting in the region continue, and this year the pilgrimage, the Hajj, is a part of this, especially when it comes to Qatar. Qatar being one of the neighbors of Saudi Arabia, it's a peninsula there with a small population, but they've been given some ultimatums by the Saudis and other regional allies, and there's been a land, sea, and air blockade against Qatar. One of the demands was that Qatar stop having a relationship with Iran. But Saudi Arabia has relented, allowed the Qataris to enter the Hajj for the pilgrimage so they can perform that. But right after they announced that, Qatar announced that they were renewing their relationship with Iran diplomatically. And so that's going to be a bone of contention. And speaking of Iran, this year, Iranians will be able to go to the Hajj. They had been not allowed to do that last year because in 2015, there was a massive loss of life. Something like 2,000 people died in a stampede and a collapse that happened. The Iranians said that the Saudis weren't doing a good job of taking care of their people. The Saudis said that the Iranians weren't following directions. And so it was all very disputed. But this year, the Iranians will be able to attend, and it's very important for them. Here in Washington, the BBC Persian has a desk, and Hadi Neely from BBC Persian told me what it meant.
The Hajj stampede 2 years ago was traumatic for Iranians, made them so concerned about their security during the Hajj. But thousands of Iranians been waiting to go for this pilgrimage, and many of them for years and years. So canceling the Hajj last year was delaying them. It feels like Tehran and Riyadh are now probably looking for ways to ease the tensions, even exchanging diplomats, as they are talking about.
That's Hadi Neely from BBC Persian.
And Thursday is the 20th anniversary of the death of Princess Diana. How is she being remembered in the UK?
Well, with an outpouring of grief, but also a look back at 20 years ago, what happened. Diana died in a car chase that was essentially happening in Paris between her car, which was being driven awfully fast, and the paparazzi, which were chasing after her. As they chased her everywhere she went, all day and all night. But it's a time for the UK to look back at how things have changed 20 years ago and also bring up a lot of the disputes at the time. Was the Queen too aloof? Should the princes been walking behind her funeral procession in public? Was that a good thing to do with such young men? Well, both Prince Harry and Prince William have given interviews to the BBC where they've talked about these things. They said, you know, the Queen is our grandmother. She was not aloof. She was taking care of us. We had just lost our mother. And walking behind the funeral procession, that was really difficult. But it was the right thing to do, and we knew it at the time. But Prince Harry was not revising history when it comes to who was responsible for the crash. So let's take a listen to what he had to say.
The people that chased her through the into the tunnel with the same people that were taking photographs of her while she was still dying on the back seat of the car. And William and I know that. We've been told that numerous times by people that know that was the case. She'd had quite a severe head injury, but she was very much still alive on the back seat. And those people that caused the accident, instead of helping, were taking photographs of her dying on the back seat. And then those photographs made their way back to news desks in this country.
That's Prince Harry talking to the BBC about the death of his mother. And the mayor of Paris says there will be no public commemoration of the anniversary that's coming up. But, of course, there are going to be numerous events throughout the UK, and they're preparing outside the palaces for flowers to be brought, just like they were 20 years ago.
Okay. That's the BBC's David Maguire. David, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
It's Monday, and you're listening to the show.